see this. It's from Mark Hutchins, and it was shot supposedly about 3 years ago near North Bay, Ontario. The website, which originally had this, says Mark, is no longer operating. If it's a fake, it's a good one. I agree, Mark. If it's a fake, it's a good one. This one is awesome. I mean, it's really awesome, folks. Even the sound is awesome. And there is sound with this. So if you have Windows Media Player, or it can be done on Real Player as well, don't forget to turn up the sound. Pretty wild stuff on my website right now. And I don't know that I can really get close enough to my speakers to play you the sound that goes with this. But I guess I could try. The microphone really isn't oriented that way.
You still there? How about it? I'll put it, yeah.
Saucer's coming. Right overhead. Right overhead. That's the sound from it. It's obviously a British voice as you listen to it a few times. But this one's awesome. I mean, if it's, as he points out, if it's a fake, it's really, really, really a good one. You can see the saucer clearly. It has structure. It's obviously a flying saucer, period. I mean, it has structure. It has detail. And it's all in a moving video, and it comes right over the cameraman's head. My, is it a good one? A really good one. May not be real. You never know. It's that good. You're going to go, it's too good. You know, that's what people do. And speaking of videos, there is a second case that we're going to talk about here in a moment. Maybe you've seen the news on the BBC. It was front page over there, entitled UFO Video Goes to Hollywood. A Derbyshire housewife has sold what she says is a video of a flying saucer to a Hollywood producer, Sharon Rollins, 44, from the village of Bosnell in the Peak District, has reportedly been paid 20,000, they say pounds, but it's dollars, for the footage, and officials at NASA are said to have been asked to examine the tape because they believe it shows the same type of craft once spotted by the space agency's own cameras during a space shuttle mission. As Rollins said that she took the film with a camcorder after hearing an eerie noise outside her home one evening in October of last year. She says she filmed the object while it hovered in the sky about 2 miles away. And I'm reading from the BBC report, which we've got on my website right now. And now, in addition to that, who, you might ask, did she sell it to? Well, she sold it to the man that I've got on the line right now, Robert Kiviat. Robert Kiviat, we've had on before. He came to Burbank, California in 1992 after writing a cover article for Omni magazine about the face on Mars, producing a high-profile mystery for Geraldo Rivera's nationally syndicated TV show Now It Can Be Told. Robert was seeking the largest viewing audience and finest production value for his many exclusive stories and agreed to move from New York and join NBC's Unsolved Mysteries. After his Canadian UFO landing, video-driven story led the NBC show to a whopping 16.5 rating, oh my God, / 25 share on February 3rd of 93. The network's on-air promo department utilized many of Robert's stories to promote the series' episodes. By the mid-1990s, Fox Network brought Robert in to help establish credibility for a new show called Encounters, and it was shortly thereafter that Robert scooped other journalists by securing exclusive rights to the alien autopsy footage and North American television coverage. NBC ironically passed on Robert's alien autopsy project, but you'll recall Fox eagerly picked it up and jump-started their reality TV specials department with the airing of Alien Autopsy Fact or Fiction on August 28th of 95, unprecedented Fox ratings, a full-page article in Time magazine, an enormous amount of other media buzz led Fox to pick up a succession of widely watched primetime TV specials from Robert, including Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction, Miracles and Visions, Fact or Fiction, Prophecies of the Millennium, UFOs, The Best Evidence Ever Caught on Tape, World's Greatest Hoaxes, Secrets Finally Revealed, Ghosts Caught on Tape, Fact or Fiction, and UFOs, The Best Evidence Ever Caught on Tape. So, now, now Robert has again secured what nobody else could get, a very special tape from Great Britain that the BBC ran as front page, right at the top of the newscast type news. So, but we've got a link to this article, the BBC, which you can read now on my website. In a moment, Robert Kiviat will actually explain to us all why he forked over 20 grand for this film.